rule always is someone will always something called toldis. And we want to know, are the toldis like the obis or not like the obis? And the Gemara went through, we see by Shabbos this way, we see by Tumah this way. Shabbos, the toldis are like the Av. Tumah, the toldis are not like the Av. What's the din by obis Nizikin? So the first Gemara asked, why is something called an Av, why is something called a toldo? So the Gemara gave a pshat according to the Chachamim, because something which is an Av is chayv a kolban for the Av, and if you do it toldo, it wouldn't be chayv a separate kolban. Mashin case, if it would be two of this, you need two separate kolbanis. But that's only good according to the Chachamim. What about Rebbe Elazar? Comes Rebbe Elazar holds that you are chayv a separate kolban for the toldo. So why is it one called an Av, one called a Toldo? What's the ramification? What's the practical nafkamina if it is an Av or Toldo? Why do we have to label something an Av? To which the Gemara answers that the thing that decides that something is an Av, the reason why it's called an Av is Hach the Hav of a Mishkan Chashivi Kori Le Av. Second last line of the Gemara, Hach the Hav of a Mishkan Chashivi. Which the simple understanding is, we saw in Tosis, we had the discussion about this. The simple understanding is that there's no practical nafkamina, and the reason why something's labeled an av is because it was in the Mishkan, Chashiva, Korele Av. And something which wasn't in the Mishkan is not called an av, it's called a toldo. So how do you translate the words, and then we'll see Tosis as two possible mahalkim. Before you would really read any Tosis, how would you translate the words Hach the Hav of Mishkan Chashiva Koilo Av? So Chashiva could mean reckoned, listed, delineated. You could use the word Chashiva for that, as in we're making a keshbon. Whatever's enlisted in the Melachos in the Mishkan, you could have read it like that. Hach the Hav of a Mishkan Chashiva, those Melachos that were delineated in Melachos a Mishkan, those are called Av. Hach the Lo Av of a Mishkan Chashiva, those that weren't delineated in the Mishkan are called Toldos. You would be able to read the Gemara like that. That what was ever in the Mishkan is going to have the status of an Av, and what wasn't in the Mishkan has the status of a Toldo. And I think if you ask most school children or even Balabatim to explain to him what's an Av and what's a Toldo, they'll tell you that whatever was in the Mishkan is an Av, and whatever wasn't in the Mishkan is called a Toldo, right? That's what they taught us in primary school. Baruch Hashem, we have Steig, and we're now learning Gemara with Tosis. And Tosis is going to teach us that cannot be. It can't be that the Hagdor of Av, Hagdor of Toldo, is purely based on what was in the Mishkan. Because this is going to say the case, there's a few of them, that even if they were in the Mishkan, they're still not an Av. Examples?
The Groshim,
bringing in Hachnos, or bringing in the Groshim from the street onto the wagon, which is from Shazarabim onto Shazayachid, is categorized as a Toldo. Even though it was clearly in the Mishkan, just like taking off the wagon is clearly in the Mishkan, putting on the wagon was also in the Mishkan.
And yet, where's this wagon? Inside or outside of Mishkan?
So the wagon was walking down the streets. It was the Rishus HaRavim, because the place 600,000 Jews were living, and the Levian would pick up the Kroshim and put them on these wagons. There's actually two wagons, and they would put one on one and then transfer it onto the other wagon as well. So they're taking from Rishus HaRavim onto Rishus HaYachid, and then you're also taking from Rishus HaYachid through to another Rishus HaYachid, passing it through Rishus HaRavim. It's part of the building of the Mishkan. It's required that.
It's taking place outside the Mishkan.
Sure.
So that's what the
Torah
is taking place.
No, but all the Melachos weren't in the Mishkan itself. They were building the Mishkan. Boyne was building the cross.
This is the Mishkan, the building of
Regarding Mishnah, yeah. Right, regarding Mishnah. Yes, sure.
Is there a distinction to be made between putting it from the street onto the wagon because it's going to go travel somewhere versus taking it from the wagon and putting it onto the street because it's going to get ready to build? And is the building, that the ladder example, is that considered, would that be an arm?
No. The reason why it's called an arm and hachnos is called tola itself is a posuk in Pereshis. Posuk says a person, when they would bring their donations to the Mishkan, it says you should take it out and bring take it out from your house and bring it to the Mishkan. So the posuk in Pereshis, it says it saw is a melacha. So that's an arm. And hachnosa, which is just a svara based on it, is a tola. So, but it still was in the Mishkan. It was done in the Mishkan. They did him head across him the Adonis. They did it. So it was in the Mishkan. And yet, recording it told. You see the camp, the Agdara, whether something is an Av or a Tolda, is not simply whether it was in the Mishkan or not in the Mishkan, or rather must be something else as well.
What was it in the What was missing?
In the putting onto the agaves?
Yeah, I mean, you lift it up.
So that's going to be the agave taste. Very good. Why exactly? Why should it be called the tola? Why is it not now?
Yeah.
Taste and discuss.
What's a tola?
Hoitza is the av. Hoitza is the shus, which is the av. Achnosa is a tola.
Besides the direction, what's the difference?
No difference.
Same exact thing.
One's bringing in and one's bringing out. No difference.
And they're separate entities?
One's an alpha, one's a tolda.
But it's the same action.
One's going in and one's going out. Yeah. Same action, if you call it that way.
Changing
shirts. One's called an arm, one's called a tolda. So we'll have to see why it's called an arm and why is one called a tolda. But one thing we see is even though it wasn't a Mishkan, it's still called a tolda.
Well, Rav just said that there's a puzzle.
Right.
So that is a puzzle.
We'll see. So that's why it can't be that just whatever was in the Mishkan is what's given. Because you see that, you see by the Hachnosa and Hishotom Rishus Rishus, even though it was in the Mishkan, it doesn't have the din of an Av. So that's the abdominal thesis, that we know there's melachos that were in the Mishkan and not called an Av. So it can't be Pshat and the Gemara here. Whatever was delineated in the Mishkan, because it's not true. Achnos was also listed as one of the melachos in the Mishkan, and it's not an av. So what does it mean? What does this line mean? And the critical word is the word chashiva. What does chashiva mean? So today's going to have two mouths. First mouth, achi gasino. Hachta avoy b'mishkan chashiva. Koyle av. That is our Gersa and our Gemara. It's exactly our Gersa. So what does that mean? Fi Ach Gersa, come to this Gersa of Ach Tavoy B'Mishkan Chashive. What exactly is this line coming, what's this word coming to exclude? Bola Fuki, Kama Melochis, Sheloi Hoyo Chashuvim, Vahoyo B'Mishkan. It's coming to exclude some melachos that weren't choshuv, meaning they weren't a substantial, significant melacha, and they were in the Mishkan, and yet they're not considered av. The Torah is nino, veloy obvious melachos. Kedaminam bepeg bametoynim, like we find there are cases like that. Heim helu kroshim mekarkel agole. They brought up the crossing from the Kakata Gola, then Achnosa. That's one thing, Achnosa. Moishit, they also transferred from one Agola, one wagon to the other wagon. That's considered Moishit Bidiyuta Achas. There's two ways you could pass. If you want to go from one Rishasiyaka to another Rishasiyaka through a Rishasiyabim, there's two possibilities. You can have two porches, what we would call in England, two balconies on either side of the road, and you're passing from one to another, or you could have two houses with porches on the same side of the road and you're passing from one porch to the other porch. In both cases, you'll be going through an area that's not Rishus Yochid, through an area that's Rishus Rabbah. One's going across the street and one's going along the street. The Agolois were along the street. You had two Agolois next to each other on the street. Actually, another two on the other side, but the two, and you pass from one to the other, they had the cross of lying over two Agolois. And you travel forward after that. So Meila, it was Midyuta Ahas, it was on one side of the street. And doing that, it's told off. Doing that, it's told off. Yeah, to pass over, pass from one to another, Midyuta Ahas, from one side of the street, is a told off. So what do we see? Even though it's a told off, even though it was in the Mishkan, it's a told off. What's this for? Why, Bennett? I was in the Mishkan. There it is. The Melechus Hitzah, per se, the Melechus Hitzah is not a Melacha Cheshuvah. It's not considered a Melacha Cheshuvah. Anyone can think of a Svar, why is Hitzah not considered a Melacha Cheshuvah?
You're not changing
anything. Nothing's changed. So Tosfos in the Shabbos speaks out, nothing's changed, Rabbi. It's the same item that was in location A is the same item in location B. Every other Melacha. Might be other melacha. There's some change that happened. Bishul, you change the food from being soft to hard, or hard to hard to soft. Some change happened. Mashenkin by itself, there's absolutely no change in the actual item. It's just location. That's called the melacha geru'a, a sub standard melacha. I mean, it doesn't have the actual kashivas to it. And therefore, really, all these melachos shouldn't be obvious. The melachos is good. But there's a pasuk that's saying that Hitzah is a melach. That's the pasuk that says. The first people should bring out their things from the house to bring to the pasuk teaching us Hitzah is a melach. The pasuk teaches us Hitzah. So now we know that Hitzah is a melach. Now that we know Hitzah is a melach, we also know Hachas is a melach because it's smart. As much as Hitzah is also, Hachas should be asked. But the melach grows. So when you have a pasuk that says that's an av, it's an av, and the others, which are just not from the Svara, are told this.
So I mean, you're not changing
in
either.
Neither. And all of those are not chashuvos, and really neither of them should have been an av, besides for the fact that you have a pasuk. Okay? So that's the Tesis first mahala. Hacht, I'm chanting more. Hacht, the Mishkan, chashiva. That one was in the Mishkan, and was a chashuv melocha. That is counted as an av. Well, I said that a little bit wrong. That what was kosher in the Mishkan is an av. That's the Agdor. That what was kosher in the Mishkan is an av. Lafuki, what does the Gemara mean to say? It says, Tosfos, it comes to exclude things that weren't kosher, even though they were in the Mishkan. They weren't kosher. Those things are called the Tolos.
What's the finest kosher?
We just spoke about it.
Oh, what's the
point of
that? Why would
something called that? I'll say it. Just spoke about it. I'll say it again. If there's some item, good chazor, yes. That there's some things that you do in melacha to them, you change them. And there's some things that you do in melacha to them and nothing's changed. Just the location. That's not melacha hashuva. Right? So we made that. Oh, so it says Tosfos. I'm going to stay over those words because it's important. The first beginning of Tosfos. If you have kids of Bola Fuke, it's coming to exclude Kama Malochi Shelo Hayo Chashuvim Vaoyim Mishkan. It's coming to exclude a number of Malochis that were in the Mishkan but not Chashuv. Tosfos doesn't say it's coming to exclude Melachos that didn't happen in the Mishkan. This didn't say that. This said this line, is coming to exclude, what's it coming to exclude? Something that was in the Mishkan and wasn't Chosh. Not something that wasn't in the Mishkan.
Why don't you know more?
Right. I'm saying Jesus didn't say that. Jesus said this line is coming to exclude something that was in the Mishkan but not Chosh. That's the first line of Jesus. Come to exclude something that was in the Mishkan, but not Choshev. What would be according to this something that wasn't in the Mishkan?
It's already out. It's an answer.
So what is it then?
If it's considered to be at all.
So then it's also coming to exclude that.
Right.
Toises are not. Toises is coming to exclude something that was in the Mishkan that's not Choshev. Toises didn't say that it's coming to exclude something that wasn't in the Mishkan. So what would be if something's not in the Mishkan? What's not in the Mishkan? What would be? Oh, very good. Very good. Reb David is going the right way.
It's not Choshev, it's not Choshev.
If it wasn't in the Mishkan, not Choshev, nothing to talk about. What about if it wasn't in the Mishkan and it is Choshev?
For example,
what would that be? Find the that wasn't done in the Mishkan.
It wasn't done for the Mishkan.
Right.
The Mishkan means for the sake of the Mishkan.
Yeah. Something that wasn't done for the sake of the Mishkan, but it's a Choshev and Melach.
Like?
I don't particularly know that, but if you could find it. I could find it. Something which was in the Mishkan, wasn't in the Mishkan.
The seed to rot and then grow.
Maybe, yeah, okay, we have to know what's called Choshev in that way, yeah. So what would be something, if we would find a melacha that wasn't done in the Mishkan, maybe grafting or something like that, but those all sort of similar to what the obvious are, but find something which is wasn't done in the Mishkan. You know what I could say? I could say maybe sifting wine, maybe wasn't done in the Mishkan, maybe that's an av.
How do you do that?
Maybe it's a Choshev and Melacha. So what would be that? What would be the din of that? Would that have the din of an Av or Toldo? So according to this Malach of Tesis, the thing, it would be an Av. It would be an Av, because Tesis says that this line is coming to exclude something that wasn't a Mishkan, that was not Choshev. It was not going to exclude something which is out of the Mishkan. It's going to be the next Malach of Tesis. It's going to exclude something which was in the Mishkan, not Choshev. And that's all it was going to exclude. The Haino, what's that Dov and Av? Something Choshev. What's that Dov and Tola? Something not Choshev. Right? So, something is Choshev. Isn't Av, something not Choshev isn't. So why are we talking about what was in the Mishkan? Why is the Gemara saying Hachta Av be Mishkan? Just say Hachta Choshev Koyli Av, Hachta Lo Choshev Koyli Tolda. Right? Hachta Choshev Koyli Av, Hachta Lo Choshev Koyli Tolda. Right? We want to know Haitzah is not Choshev. There's a possible for that. Okay, that's going to be an Av. Hachnasa is not Choshev. That's going to be a Tolda. It's not Choshev because there's no Titzah in the actual, no change in the actual item. Then you can have things that aren't Choshev because the activity isn't Choshev. You can have things like that. Maybe watering. The activity is just simply throwing water on the plant. It's also not Choshev. You can have things which aren't Choshev that are going to be called Toldas. So just call that Mele. That be that dog. Something which is Choshev is called an Av. And something not Choshev is called a Toldah. Why mention the Mishkan? Going to the first Malach of Tosis. Why is any mention of the Mishkan in the Gemara? It's irrelevant. In the Kasher of David. The first Malach saying, Haftav b'Mishkan chashive koyle Av, says Tosis. What it means is coming to exclude something that wasn't Choshev, that wasn't a Mishkan. That's what it's coming to exclude. It's not coming to exclude something which wasn't in the Mishkan. That's not what it was coming to exclude. It's coming to exclude something which was in the Mishkan and not Choshev. Meaning to say that the Agdor of Av is Choshev and the Agdor of Toda is not Choshev. How do we know that? We know it can't be. The Agdor of Av is what was in the Mishkan. And the Agdor of Toda, which wasn't in the Mishkan, that we know from Mishkan. That we know from Achnos. So Agdor and Av can't be dependent on whether it was in the Mishkan or not. So what is Agdor? Ador is whether it's choshov or not. That's Ador. Is it choshov or not? So Shaila is, so why mention the Mishnah? Why did the Gemara mention the Mishnah?
Why can't we exclude a Tolah?
But it would exclude the same thing that's not in the Mishnah.
No, it wouldn't be called a Tolah, which it's not even called a Tolah.
No, it's not really said that's impossible.
For a Tolah, if it's not kosher and it's not done in Mishnah, why is that? Why can that not be butter?
Because it's just not true. It's just not. And it's a Malach, you're doing a Malach. Call a set of Shabbos, you'll find Toldis that one done in Mishnah, and yet the Chayef, right? So that can't be, it's just impossible. That's not, there's no time. Toldis didn't even say that's coming up for that, right? According to what you're saying, Toldis could have said it's coming to exclude that as well. Toldis has come to exclude one thing. What's it come to exclude? Something that was in the Mishkan, not kosher. So why do we need to say if it was in the Mishkan or not? That's the question on Toldis. So Marama explains, it's coming to two possibilities. Number one, it's going to say, even though it was in the Mishkan, if it's not Choshev, it's a Tolom. You might have thought something in the Mishkan, well, didn't it? No. Even if it was in the Mishkan, if it's not Choshev, it's a Tolom. That's one Mahala. Okay, Hachtava b'Mishkan Chashiva, that's an Av. Hachtaloyav b'Mishkan Chashiva, something which wasn't in the, that wasn't Choshev in the Mishkan. Is a Toldo, even though it was in the Mishkan, it's a Toldo. And then anything Choshev, even out of the Mishkan, is going to be an Av. And anything, even anything which is not Choshev, even though it was in the Mishkan, is going to be called a Toldo. That's the first Malach come to the Marah. Yeah, that why do you mention Mishkan to tell me, even though it was in the Mishkan, if it's not Choshev, it's a Toldo. The second Malach Marah, very interesting, says, we find in other places in Halacha as well. What would be if something once was Choshev and now it's not? It's now you have a whole bunch of computers and machines and things like that. So things can happen nowadays very easily. And yet, those things used to be tremendously difficult. For instance, a laundry, you're saying, and yeah, it could be very, even like, Even embroidery, which is definitely one of the obvious malachis in the Mishkan. Nowadays, you just type in a computer and out it comes, nice embroidery, right? There's no malacha per se now in it, right? So what would be such a thing that once was kosher and now isn't? Is that considered an av or tolo? So Ram says that's what the Gemara means to say. The adora of an av is dependent on what was in the Mishkan. If at the time of the Mishkan it was a kosher malacha, it doesn't make a difference anymore whether it is difficult or not. It still have a din of an av. But if
Shushan Pur. Shushan Pur.
What about Shushan Pur?
I'm David. Had a wall the whole
time. Say that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Say that. But that's something that Gdara of a Melacha is not based on nowadays. It's based on what was, right? So although nowadays maybe it's very easy to do certain things, maybe you wouldn't think that was a Melacha Chashuva, even turning on a light switch, right? Turning on a switch. No, where's the boina? No, but since boina, actually nowadays boina is also the actual malacha boina is a big thing. But as I said, embroidery, for instance, embroidery is something which can be done very simply, and yet it's going to have a din of a half malacha. Why? Because in the Mishkan that was a half malacha. So those are the two shatim in the first malacha taste. Let's go over tastes. First malacha taste, and we'll see the second malacha. Jesus says the word is chashiva, not the chashiva, rather chashiva. That one was in the Mishkan chashiva kodei av. According to this Gersa, that the word is chashiva, not the chashiva, what are we coming to exclude? Bola fuki, we're coming to exclude kamot melochis shaloyo chashuvim. Several malachas that were in the Mishkan, but they weren't choshev. Shaloi choshev, they weren't the choshev, but they were in the Mishkan. They told us ninu. They considered told us. Veloi obvious malachas, they're not considered obvious malachas. Kida aminam. Examples of such malachas: the big bametoyim, heimelo akroshim. They, the Levim, took up the crossing from the ground into the Agolis. That's taking in from Mishasram into Shasiyachit. And another Malacha, Mishit Bidyuta Achas, transferring from one Mishasiyachit to another Shasiyachit, all on the same side of the street. It's another Malacha which they had in the Mishkan, but it was a Malacha Gerua, not a Choshma Malacha, again, that's why it's a Tolda.
What's the word Mishit mean?
Passing.
And what is the word Bidyuta?
One side of the street. Bidyuta Achas, one side. As opposed to going from one side of the street to the other side of the street. Okay, so that's the first Malacha Tesis. What's the second Malacha Tesis?
Is Hanasa and Moshe is what? They're both
Tolos? Yeah, they're both Tolos. Hanasa is taken in from Rishis Rabin to Rishis Yachid, which is a Tolda. And Moshe Yudahachas is transferring the crossing, that's what they did, but transferring from one Rishis Yachid to another Rishis Yachid, going through a Rishis Rabin, which spoke out before you came in, but again, there's two ways you could go through Rishis, from Rishis Yochid to Rishis Yochid through Rishis Rabin. One is you have one house on one side of the street and one house on the other, and you're passing over the Rishis Rabin. And one is where you have two houses on the same side of the street with porches, and you're passing through from one porch to the other porch, and also go through an area that's Rishis Rabin. It's all on the same side of the street. Now, Golis had that like that. They're all on the same side of the street, and they pass from one to the other. From there, we see that there's a Malacha called Hoshata Mediyuta Achas. And it's only a Tolda. Why? Because not Malacha Chashuk.
Why do we differentiate with whether it's going parallel to the street or across the street? If it goes through Rosh Hashanah in any case.
But then, you're saying, what do you mean?
Like we're separating between whether it's going across or whether it's going.
At the moment we're just saying that that was what was done. That's what they did, and you see, even though that's what was done, it's still only good to the top, right? What would be the halacha according to that if it goes across the street? It would also be a tolo. Just we're trying to prove that even though it was done in the Mishkan, it wasn't half. Even though it was done in the Mishkan, it wasn't. It should be an half, but since it's halacha gura, it doesn't have a din of an half. Yeah. There is the ghost, and some people have a different ghost. We don't have this ghost, but there is such a ghost. It's the ghost. Ha, the Mishkan. You see the big difference of a vav. There was in the Mishkan, and it was Hashiva. So if you add the vav, it means it's coming to say two points. You need two things to make it into an hour. It's not whatever was Hashiva in the Mishkan. No, it was in the Mishkan and Hashiva. By stressing this point in the Mishkan and Choshev, we're stressing that you need two factors to make something an Av. Two factors in the Mishkan and Choshev. So beforehand, as we spoke out, that there's one factor, Choshev. Why we mentioned in the Mishkan, Meram spoke out. But one factor, Choshev. Had to have a Mishkan Hashivim. That was the first way about it. If it was Choshev, well, it wasn't in the Mishkan, but it was Choshev, that's called an Av. If it wasn't Choshev, even though it was in the Mishkan, it's called a Tov. But, come to the second Malach, no, you need two things. It was in the Mishkan, and it was Choshev. Give me a second before you ask. Hach, the loya be Mishkan, ve loy chashivi, kerele Tov. So we have to know how to read that last second half, we'll come back to it. But the figure is a zoo. And according to this Gersa, Tzorech Loima, we have to say, the Bo'i Tati. They need two things to make it into an Av. In order to make an Av, we need two Tanoim. We need it to be A, in the Mishkan, and B, Choshev. Avo, Chashive, Beloya Mishkan. If you have a Choshev Melacha that wasn't done in the Mishkan, I personally don't know what it is, but there must be some. Or you have a Mishkan that wasn't Choshev, then have it told. Then it's a told. According to the second Mahalach, second Gilsa, there's two Tanoim to make it an Av. And when we say in this Mishnah, Hachta Megmar, Hachta Avoyba Mishkan Chashive, Hachta Avoyba Mishkan V'chashiva, we come to exclude two things. Not one thing, come to exclude two things. A, something which is not in the Mishkan, and B, something not kosher. So we made it something not the Mishkan, I don't care if it's kosher. Something that wasn't part of the building of the Mishkan, I don't care if it's kosher or not, it's going to be a Torah. And something that wasn't the Mishkan, but it's not kosher, is also going to be a Torah. How do you read it? Hach davoi b'mishkan v'chashiva. What does that mean? You need it to be both in the Mishkan and kosher in the Mishkan. That's called an av. How do you read the next line? Hach davoi b'mishkan v'chashiva. How do you read that?
It wasn't both in the Mishkan and kosher.
Okay, I told that. Read what? That word read. Because I'm telling you, the first point, first line is saying, in order to be an av, it needs to be in the Mishkan and Choshev. The ver is at. In order to be an av, it needs to be both. And in order to be a toldo,
or.
So how do you read the words? Hakta avoy b'mishkan, hakta avoy b'mishkan v'chashiva,
or.
That wasn't in the Mishkan, or it wasn't in Choshev. So what made you choose that way around? Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe. If we're saying ver, it can mean or. Sometimes it means and, sometimes it means or. In the av, we're saying it means and. Right? Is that true? In the av, that's what we're saying. Hach davar b'mishkan v'chashiva. It needs to be in the Mishkan and also has to be a choshev. That's called an av. Hach de lo yavar b'mishkan v'chashiva means or. We're choosing a pick. We're saying in the first line, it's and. In the second line, it's or. Right? That's how you learn. So let's swap it around. Who gives you right to say that way? Let's walk around. You know what? Hachta avoy b'mishkan v'chashiva. That was in the Mishkan. Oh, it was choshev. It was in the Mishkan. Don't care if it was choshev or not. It's an av. And if it wasn't in the Mishkan, it's choshev. It's also an av. And what's a toldo? Something that wasn't not in the Mishkan and it wasn't choshev. That's a toldo. Maybe that's the way to know. All right, do we have to choose which one? If anyway, the Vav, in one place we're saying and in one place or, what gave us the right to choose that what was in the Mishkan and Choshev, that's an av, and what was in the Mishkan, what wasn't in the Mishkan, or it wasn't Choshev, it's called a Tov. Why or?
Why Shabbos?
Because it gave us the
excellent. Excellent. There's a clear example of something that wasn't in Mishkan, it's called a Toldo. So it can't be that Pshat in the Gemara is anything which wasn't in the Mishkan is an Av, or if it was Choshev. It's not true. Hoshata, Achnasa, was in the Mishkan, and it's not an Av. So even though it was in the Mishkan, it's not an Av. So clearly, the Mishkan is not a defining factor if it is an av. Must be something else. So therefore must be, the opening line must be and. That what was in the Mishkan and it's kosher, that's an av. You need two factors to make it an av. It needs to have been in the Mishkan and there had to be a kosher. And to make it a toldo, or obviously just any. If it's not in one of those two factors. So in the second line of the Gemara, it has to be all. Have the love of Mishkan. Or it's not Choshev, that's going to be called a Tov. Right? That's what comes out from this. That's an Ashot.
If you were to read the first one, there's more. How would you read the second one?
And.
Put the Tolda?
Yeah. You want to know what's a Tolda? You're going to read on that. It's something which has both histories. It wasn't in the Mishkan and it's not kosher.
But we neither.
It was not in the Mishkan and it's not kosher.
Is that weird? That weird?
Yeah, could do. Hach the loy of Mishkan v'chashiva.
The loy of the negative there?
Yeah. Hach the loy of Mishkan and also not kosher. Yeah. Yeah, that's how you read it.
Why can't you read the second one as that also? You said you need two things. If it's in the Mishkan and it's kosher, it's an av. If it's not in the Mishkan and Hashu, it's not enough. It's a toldo. It doesn't have to have both.
Even if it's not Hashu.
What?
Even if it's not Hashu, it would be like that. So what's to be a toldo, if it wasn't in the Mishkan, finished, even if it's not Hashu. Why mention Hashu? If it wasn't in the Mishkan, it's a toldo.
Either or, but I'm saying.
Oh, so you say, oh. That's what you said. Got a good one. So the Vav is on that last chat in the last line of Tesis. Mashal speaks out if somebody wants to look through it. It's just in Taich. Taich had to learn it. Why it had to be, the first line was and the second line is or, not the other way around. Maybe the other first line is or, and the second line is and. Could it be that way?
So the primary schools have the second fingers.
No. So the primary schools or the elementary schools, whatever you want to call them, have neither of them.
No, but it's only by app. They only define an app by being in the Mishnah.
If you ask any Yossi for Shabbos, you ask the kids. Okay? What define me an app, define me a Talmud. And the standard answer is what was in the Mishkan is an arm, what wasn't in the Mishkan is called a Talmud. Was that lo nachon? Come the first line of the text is the chlal. It's just completely off the cards. Whatever's choshev is called an arm. What's not choshev is called a Talmud. Okay, can't expect them to teach that in schools because no, choshev not choshev is a little bit complicated. So we're not going to teach in schools the first line. But the second line wasn't accurate. Because I've got the second malach, even something in the Mishkan can be a Tolda. So to tell me whatever's in the Mishkan is called an Av is not accurate. Because we know there were things that weren't like that. So what was in the Mishkan and Choshuv, that was an Av. But what was not in the Mishkan, okay, fair enough, they can teach that. What wasn't in the Mishkan, but it's just not accurate enough. Okay.
But other than ourselves, we have other examples because it's at the end we have a pasuk. So even though this would be true, but Hatzah is in the Mishkan and it wouldn't be enough, but we put it back to the status of Av. So at the end of the day, it comes out to what's ever in the Mishkan now.
No, why? Achlos.
Right, but at the end, I thought the pasuk.
Achlos was done in the Mishkan. Achlos is a Toldo. It saw as an Av. Achlos is a Toldo. Even though it was in the Mishkan, it was done in the Mishkan, still not. Yeah? Okay, that's the two mahalchim of Tosis. Let me just go over the Tosis one more time now that we've spoken out here. Go over it one more time, pointing out quickly the points we said. Hachi gosina. Hachta avoy b'mishkan chashiva koreli av. Hachta loy avoy b'mishkan chashiva koreli tol. That's a dibba maschel. That's why we're doing a little bit fast. That's hachi gosina. We read it this way, which is the same way our Gemara said. If yach gilso, come to this gilso. Which we know means as opposed to the next girsa that is verchashiva. It makes this two clauses. But if you this girsa makes it one clause, bona fuke. The reason, the point of this line in the Gemara is to exclude kamo melochis, several melochis, sheloi hayu chashuvim, they weren't choshuv hayu b'mishkan, and yet they were in the Mishkan. Those melachos are toldos nimna. Below obvious melachos, they're considered toldos, they're not considered obvious melachos. And now this brings a few examples, because I mean, they raised the kroshim from the karka to the agola. And that was a melacha. And yet, it's called a toldo. Why? Because although it was in the Mishkan, it wasn't kroshim. Another example, Moshit Mediuta Achaz, transferring from one Rishus Siyachit to another Rishus Siyachit through Rishus Rabim on one side of the street, which was in the Mishkan. And yet, even though it was in the Mishkan, it's considered a Toldo.
Was that in the Mishkan?
It was in the Mishkan, building of the Mishkan. How would they build the Mishkan? They would take the Kroshim after the dismantling, make the Mishkan, take it from one place to another place to rebuild it. They will take the kroshim, put it up onto one of the agolis, and then transfer it from that one agola to another agola. Because there are two agolis carrying these kroshim together. So also in Shabbos how it was looking and things. That's how they carried them. So they would be transferring from one rishus to another rishus through rishus Rabim. But both the agolis are considered rishus Yachin because they're 10 fucking high and 4 fucking wide. So both agolas were called Rishus Yachid. So taking it out from the street onto the agola is Rishus Yachid. One Rishus Yachid. It's all from Rishus Yachid. Hachnasa from Rishus Yachid into Rishus Yachid. And then transferring it from one agola to another agola is called Hishata. Transferring from one Rishus Yachid to another Rishus Yachid on the same side of the street, which was done in the Mishkan, should be an Av, but yet it's considered a Tol. Why? not choshev. So that's what this line in the Gemara is going to say. What's considered an av? Something choshev. What's considered a toldo? Something not choshev. Irrelevant if it was in the Mishkan. If it was in the Mishkan, it doesn't make a difference. If it's not choshev, it's a toldo. Ach teloy hab be Mishkan chashiva. That which wasn't choshev in the Mishkan, although it was in the Mishkan, it doesn't have the status of a rishus ha. It doesn't have the status of an av, only has the status of a tov. That's the first malach of tesis. Second malach of tesis is with the vav. Is the gosi. Some people have a gilsa, ach tava b'mishkan v'chashiv. They have it with the vav. Korele av. Ach tava yava b'mishkan v'loy chashiv. You see, by the way, Otka, they add in the words v'loy, you asked it though. They add in the word v'loy. They had the gifts of v'loy chashiv. They add in the word loy chashiv. Korele toldo. Is considered a toldo. So now we have here twice the letter Vav, and what does it mean to say? It can't mean or in both, and it can't mean and in both. The maskim can't mean or in both, because then it's a steer. You're telling me what's called an av if it was in the Mishkan, or if it was choshev. And what's called a toldo if it wasn't in the Mishkan, or it's not choshev. It's not true, because then you're telling me that the first letter, if it wasn't in the Mishkan and it was choshev, it wouldn't be a av, and yet in the first time we say if it was choshev, it would be an av. So it's a steer to say it that way. So clearly you can't say both of them as or, and clearly you can't say both of them are and. So one of them is going to be and one of them is going to be or. And Tosis says it means the figure says tzarich loyma the boitout. You need two things to be an av. Avol choshev v'loy b'mishkan. If it was choshev but not in the Mishkan, or it was in the Mishkan but not choshev, have it told. And what's going to be our dog told? We just said either or. In order to be an av, it needs to be both, and it won't be told that it's either or. How do you take note to do it this way? And let me slow down. I'm going to point it out. The Gemara in Shabbos clearly has a case which was in the Mishkan and it's not an av. So you see, it can't be that. Purely being in the Mishkan is a reason to be an av. No, you need to have also an additional fact. It needs to be in the Mishkan and choshev. So the sikkum balpeh, the two mahalchim and tesis is very simple. Is an av, like dov an av, something that's choshev? Or is like dov the av, something that was in the Mishkan and choshev? That's like dov an av. One of two. Either something choshev, I don't know where, or something that was in the Mishkan and choshev. As we choshev, but also
according to the first of the era, it was choshev only that was required. Why say the
Lashon Mishkan? Oh, very good. So why did it say the Mishkan? So the Maharam asks this kasha, and he says to teach us one of two things: either to teach us the second clause to tell you that if it wasn't in the Mishkan, if it wasn't choshev, even if it was in the Mishkan, it's going to be a toldo. That's why I mentioned Mishkan, to say even though it was in the Mishkan, it's going to be a toldo. Or it's to say, to define what's called choshev. If at the time of the Mishkan, such an activity was a choshev activity, even if nowadays already it's not choshev, it still has a din of an av. Very good. That is the end of Tesis Hochi Gosino. We have a little Tesis here, based on a base to do. The Gemara said, I've arrived from Shabbos. We know Shabbos always are like the Toldos. Toldos are like always. So the Toldos are like the always. And by Tumah, the Toldos are not like the always. So what would be by Nezikin? Do we say it's like Shabbos or do we say it's like Tumah? Says this is the av mitame odom v'keila. Sorry, yeah. How do we know that by tumah? How do we know that tumah, the toldos are not like the av? Because by tumah we find that the av is mitame odom v'keila, and the toldos aren't. So you see, the toldos are not like the av. The av mitame odom v'keila. So this is the two parts of tesis. First line of tesis is just a technical one, and then with a cash on the text. So the Ilam is having Adam Vekalim, Goras. Veloy Gosin of Adam Uve Godim. This you have to know, man. You're not enticed. Anytime it says Adam Uve Godim, it means the person becomes Tommy, his clothes that he's wearing become Tommy as well. Adam Uve Godim, the person picks up an Avela, for instance, he's Tommy and he's the God of Tommy. The Adam of the God, that's what it means, Adam and the God. That's not what we mean here. We don't mean an Av is with Tommy, the Adam and the clothes he's wearing. Rather, an Av has a curve to be with Tommy, person. And an Av has a curve to be with Tommy, the God, Caleb, anything which isn't food. It has a curve, even something which isn't food, there's an ability to be with Tommy. So that's why the text is Adam the Caleb, Adam of God. Adam of God means Adam and the clothes he's wearing. That's not what we meant.
What's the level of that?
What do you mean?
Is it the same?
Some of it is the tongue of Adam of God.
No, when it comes from the tongue of the God means wearing, is that the same level as the common?
Rish. You become rish. Yeah. Or shop. Yeah. There's no such thing as a cleave being a shame of the two. You'll never find it. So, okay, so that's the first point of Tosfos. When we say Kalim, we mean Kalim. Don't mean Adam. We don't mean Kalim. Sorry, once again, maybe I didn't read the whole thing. The Elohim and Tama Adam and Kalim Goras. The Logos in Adam of the Godim. Shelosh and Zeh Mashma. Metame Adam. Letame the Godim. Metame Adam. Metame the person. That person will therefore be Metame the clothes he's wearing. And that's not the point which we're mentioning here. We're saying he's an Av, then he can be metame the actual clothes. If he touches the clothes, he'll be metame. Here's Tosfos Kasha. Harei Tmei Meis. This is an amazing thing. When you do Baba Kame, you do anything in Babli, you get a taste of everything. Here we have a little bit of taste of taste. Tmei Meis, now Loch is the person that touched a corpse, he is a Tmei Meis. If he touches a Cheref, if he touches a sword, something which is metal, come to some Rishonim, come to other Rishonim, any Kalim. If he touches a metal Kalim, we'll talk about that case, so that's clear. If he touches a metal Kalim, that Kalim has the same status as the person. It now turns into an avatar. So what's this discussion? It may make it. It may make it. Does make it. So why are we saying that the toldois don't have the same din as the ovois? That's what her papa was saying. You see that by tomorrow, the toldois don't have the same din as the ovois. You see, it does. You see, cherev akecholol, that's what it's called. If you touch a cherev, it has the same status as the cholol. If a sword would touch a corpse, is the din of Abiyah Bitzatum. If a sword will touch an Avatumah, it's the same din as an Avatumah. Cherev harinu kecholol. Cherev has got the same status as the corpse. So, you see, it does do a kiyotzivu.
Let's go
through
that one more time. There's a sword.
Alma, Yishven, kiyotzven. You see, they do have some which is similar to it. Where Papa said, what's the din by, obviously, Zikin? We see that by Shabbos, they are like them. You see, by Tumah, they're not like them. And what's the din by obviously Zikin? Which are on the back, some are like them, some are not like them. That means that by Tumah, we always say is that obviously Zikin is not comparable to Shabbos and not comparable to Tumah. Not comparable to Shabbos because in Shabbos they're all like them. It's not comparable to Tumah, great Tumah, they're all not like them. Rather, it's as a din of Yeshven, Kyotven, Yeshven, Lakyotven. Tosfos, you see by Tumah also that some of the toldos are like the obvious. If a cherev touches a Tumei Meis, as the din of an Avatumah, it can now be Tamei. It can be Tamei person, right? Right? It can be Tamei person with you. As a din of
Avatumah. That's only when it's attached to the mace or even
no, afterward. As soon as it was in, it was. In touch with the person, he got the din of Chev, the Chol, the din of either Nabi Yavitz Tumah, or like the Abba Tumah. It's got the din. It's not just a din for occurring anything. You have a person who's in the house, a corpse, or Bris Vitam Goel, all the Kedim in the house, now the Din of Aviyos Tum.
If an Abba Tumma touches a sword, that sword now becomes an Abba Tumma?
Uh-huh.
You didn't have to touch the Abba Tumma, so you just touched a person's tongue.
You do? Yeah. The Din Chemek Echolol is in two stages, two levels. One is if it touches a mace, it gets a Din of Aviyos Tum. Touches a Tumay mace, it has a Din of a Tumay mace. It takes the same Din as it. So you see that totally same, it's Kiyotzi Boy. Totally same as Kiyotzi Boy. So why are we saying Kiyotzi Boy? Oh, my Torah, totally same as Kiyotzi Boy. It's not true. Totally same, Kiyotzi Boy. This is Kash. A good Kash, I agree there. Oh, but Yish Meh Kiyotzi Boy. And it's much more in the Gemara that by Tumah, there's not much on Kiyotzi Boy. Yish Loi Meh, Yakati Eimei Oise Kiyotzi Boy. It still doesn't make it Kiyotzi Boy. Even chevek yechol is not like a chol. Why? She oisik kli matzkes, ein oisik kli matzkes ache ki tziboy. The chevek, which is a din of a chol, can make an odom, a rishon tum. But it won't make another kli an avatum. It won't make another kli an avatum. What's the lashon? It won't make another kli matches like it. So you see that the toldah is not like it.
Not entirely.
The tmei mace can make a kli matches into a tmei mace. But a kli matches can't make a kli matches into a tmei mace. So the toldah of the av is not like the av. The av itself had the yecholus to make a kli, a cherev into an avatuma. And the toldah, behind this sword that became an avatuma, doesn't have a koyach to make a kli into an avatuma. You can make it only make it into a rishon tum. So you see, it's the lesser target, doesn't have the same din as the av. Right? So toldah seyem is an av kiyot, but even though you've got a case where the toldah becomes an av, but that toldah doesn't have a koyach to make a kli into an av. And yet the av, time of the tmei mace, does have a koyach to make the kli into an av.
But it can make an adam into an av. And then
no,
av, and then,
okay. Won't. The kli will make everything on stage lower.
And then if an adam is a rishon touches another person.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Huh?
A rishon tumma can't make an adam.
No, I'm saying an avatuma. A person who touches a corpse.
Yeah, so he's an avatuma. Yeah.
And he touches a person.
He's a rishon.
He's a rishon.
Touch a kli, av.
Now, if he said he touched a sword.
Who is he?
The person who touched the avatuma. The
avatuma, so that's an av.
So now that he touched. Now, if that sword touched a person.
Rishon.
The same as if a person touched a person.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's one difference. And a person that touches a kli makes him into an av. A kli that touches a kli doesn't make it into an av. Makes it into a rishon. A kli that became tummy because of the av will have a din of a rishon. That's the sugis and oilis. Shmak is sugis, but that's what the. Oh, so that's our interpretation. So made by tummy, you'll never find a case that the toldah is like the av. Adkan, the beginning of the sugya. Okay, now it's Thursday. I want to do a quick sikkim of what we learned this week. If we had a shayla in the first of the sikkim of the Gemara, and then we'll do a sikkim of the tasting which we learned. And the shayla, the Gemara calls it an obis. The Gemara calls this an av. Obis is zike. Means there must be some toldos. We want to know, is it kiyotzeboy or not kiyotzeboy? That was a shayla before. Are the toldos the same status as the obis or not? By Shabbos, they do have the same status. So why is it called one called an av, one called a toldah? Come to the Rabbanon, it's going to say whether you're high one hatos, two hatos, and I come to Beleza. Fell in the pit there, I'm sure. Come to Beleza. Machlokes and Tosis is what the answer they want is. Three different Tosis and Tosis, yeah? So we'll see, come to the Tosis soon. We come to Beleza. What was in the Mishkan is called the Av, what wasn't in the Mishkan is called the Toldah, and we have to work out what that means soon. Then by Tumah we find the Kiyotzibo. And what's the din by Nizikin? Do we say it's Kiyotzibo or not Kiyotzibo? That's a proper shayla. And a shayla. So the Tosfos that we learned this week, yeah, that was the Gemara, right? The Tosfos we learned this week, we had the Tosfos, for some reason we missed out one last week. We did it. Hashoyan Bo we did this week, which was in the reason why the Mishnah had Shoy Bo Mabehev. Why is it done in that order? So Tirashi said, why is it in that order?
Possible.
Tosfos said, I have a question. Tosfos had two questions and two possible answers on the second question. What's the first question Taisa has? You're entitled to look inside anyone who needs to. What's the first question Taisa has on?
According to Shmuel, it's not an order. According to Shmuel, it's not an order.
According to Shmuel, who learns that Shoy is regular, right? That is not an order because. According to Shmuel, I learned that Shoy is regular. That also was worth it, very illuistic, but you're quite right. That if according to the Omar that show is regal is mentioned third in the list in the suki, and yet here it's mentioned first. And the answer is
still mentioned sure.
Shoy. The word shoy is mentioned in the Torah first. And we said it's coming to hint that there's another half here of Karen, which is like hinted, which I mentioned shoy first. Then to the second kasha, or the second kasha. Odom is an emor well later. So why is Odom mentioned in our Mishnah third? And the answer that was Tosfos gives two answers. First answer is
because I didn't mention my first Mishnah.
That's the second answer. Yeah, what's the first answer?
Since it's so far apart.
Since it's so far apart, therefore we're happy to put it shove it in here. The reason why we didn't shove it straight away after, why is it shoved between Boy and Eish, because the Hemshev of the Mishnah puts Eish later, after Shoy and Mar, puts Eish after Mar. Why is it not before Boy? So we said in the Psukim that since Shoy and Boy are Mamish close together, so we can't put all of them. But between Boy and Eish, there's a break, that looks like Negus is a break, so we put all of them. I want all of them to be before Eish, because in the Mishnah of Loyare, Mabu, which is Odom, is before Ish. In the second territory, Yossi said that the Met talks about Odom as stealing between Boy and Ish, and therefore it's very suitable for Mabu to be here between Boy and Ish. That's the first Malachut, the first Tosfos which we did this week. The second part of Tosfos which we did this week was the Kasha, the end of Tosfos, Loyzev Zeshishun Rokhaim, that Tosfos had a Kasha that's much more from our Suga. That you can make a kavachim to be machayev mamoy, right? You make a kavachim to be machayev mamoy, and this is the kash in the mechilta. It's mashma not like that. The mechilta says the reason why you have ki yiftach v'chiyichre is to can't make kavachims. So this is said it's true. The mechilta holds like that. The babi doesn't hold like that. That's a different thing from the drash of ki yiftach v'chiyichre. We hold. That was the second thesis that we learned. The third thesis we had a long time on is that thesis, this is what I'm sure I fell a bit for, that we were asking that why is it called an Av? Mama answers, it's called Av, seems to be what was in the Mishkan historically. Taisa the Kasha, because we said the practical Alach Nafkamina. What's the practical Alach Nafkamina? Asra, the after he mastered the Torah, b'shein la'av. How do I know that? Come on, Shabbos. So Tosfos teretz to that was three truths. Number one is
you don't have to say the love.
You don't need to be mastered the Torah b'shein la'av. That's not what the Gemara Shabbos meant. What did he mean?
You can't say the wrong love.
Can't say the wrong thing because it's just making a joke. You're thinking joke. So maybe that's. And therefore, the ik is if it's similar. So why call one at all, one call an out, call them all out, always just they have to be similar. Second teret of Tosfos. The zeh lashon hatarets. What was the pshat, Yossi? The zeh lashon hatarets. No, I'm not asking.
What's the first teret?
I'm asking what the second teret of Tosfos is. That was a matai.
How the Gemara's answer wasn't just what I was telling you, because it's a Mishkan, you have to give the Am.
That's good for the answer was, what was in the Mishkan? And Chosov, depending on the next list, is an Av, and you have to give a Sora based on that Av. And what wasn't in the Mishkan, or what was the Chosov, or what was in the Mishkan Chosov, whatever that you want, is called a Tolda. That's good, and you have to, therefore, you have to be Masa Mashim the Av. That's good for the Teretz. And the third Teretz was a hybrid of both, saying you're all right, Pshat and Shabbos is right, and Pshat is right. That you have to be Masa based on the Av. You do have to be Masa based on the Av. The reason why we don't say an Akumina, because that can't be the reason why the Mishnah in Shabbos called it an Av. It can't be the reason why the Mishnah in Shabbos called it an Av, is because these are the labels that have to be called by, because there's other cases which also are not, they're not obvious, but they are the labels that the Torah, that the Melachos have to be named by. And Eteah is considered. And halachically, you're masir for Netea, and his told is also your masir for Netea, and yet it's not considered one of the lamentes obis malachis. So the door of obis can't be, the pshat of av can't mean it's illegal. That's not what av means. Av must mean something else. Av must mean that something which was Mishkan, Choshev, whatever it was, and therefore Netea didn't come under the category of av. But if av meant label, then Netea should have come under the category of av. So from the last days of this, is the men you do need to call. We must say machine the Av. Av is very important because it is a label, but that's not what the reason why we say Lamatis obvious Melachis. Obvious there means some other connotation. Must mean that something that wasn't a Mishkan. Which brings us to the last days which we did today. Well, two days of today, which we did today. Hopefully you remember what we did today, but the Agdah, what? Hakta, Abayi, Mishkan, Chashile. What's it mean exactly? Tez gives two presentations, what the Agdah of an Av is, and what the Agdah of a Tolda is. From the first Malach, anything Choshev is an Av, anything not Choshev is a Tolda, irrelevant where it was. Mm-hmm. Even in the Mishkan, out of the Mishkan, doesn't make a difference. It could be in the Mishkan, if it's not Choshev, it would be a Tolda. If we have the Mishkan, if it is Choshev, it would be an Av. Choshev, that's what's Kaveh.
Yeah, outside the Mishkan means?
Outside in the building of the Mishkan.
Unrelated.
In the Mishkan means
unrelated.
In the Mishkan means related to the Mishkan. Out the Mishkan means not related to the Mishkan. Bringing it out. And the second Halacha of Tosfos is no. In order to be an Av, it needs to be two things. It was done for the Mishkan, better word, for the Mishkan, and it was Choshev. If it wasn't done for the Mishkan, or it wasn't Choshev, it is a Tolda. That's the second Halacha. And this proves this. Because you have things which were done for the Mishkan. Since they're not kosher, they're not always. So you see that being in the Mishkan is not kuvir. And being in the Mishkan, done for the Mishkan is not kuvir. And we raise the horror that the Ganets seem to be misleading our kids. But just so that you shouldn't feel so bad to them, Tosfos in Shabbos seems to hold like the Ganets. Tosfos in Shabbos has a mahalach. And Agdah is whether it's in the Mishkan or not in the Mishkan. And what he does with Hoshoto and Hachnasa, we'll have to leave when we get to Shabbos. But there is such a Mahalach in Shabbos, and that's how they teach it. It's the easiest way to teach. What wasn't in the Mishkan is an Av. What wasn't in the Mishkan is a Tol. That is, then we have to take some of the base that. First of all, pointed out that Adam v'kelim is critical. V'kelim, not Adam or v'godim. It needs to say that Adam to Mimis has a character in Tame, a kli, not Mitame the person, and through the person the kli. It can be Mitame the kli itself. And then there's the kasha. Why are we saying Mashman the Gemara that there's no such thing as a told of being like the Av by Tuma? There is Cherev HaKer Cholo, the Tolda is like the Av, right?
The Tetz
is, that's not like the Av. Because an Av can be Mitama Kli to make him into an Av. But Kli can't be Mitama Kli to make it into an Av. So Tolda is not like it. Right? Adkan, what we learned this week. Okay, next week we will take this further. There's a little bit more to speak about in the actual which may actually maybe on Sunday we'll address. I guess Sunday will start at 10:30 then. No, because you haven't prepared the Gemara. Am I right? So Mamish. So here we are. And we're starting the Gemara is from Tana Rabbanan. This Tana Rabbanan takes us all the way down. This gives us a Hakdama to Karen, all the way down till Elo Tolisem Lav Gatesman, which is about eight lines down, up from the end, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 lines up from the end of the page. Okay.
First one, minus what?
Matsui. And then we have a few places, maybe answer we can learn. There's no reason why we shouldn't do that. We'll see each other on Sunday, yes, sir. At 10:30.
So what am I wrong? You could really just like read it as whatever, not what was the Mishkan Chashuva, what was Chashuv Bisman Hamikdash is an Av, and what was not Chashuv Bisman Hamikdash is a Tolda.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's really, it's all about Chashivas, but in this man. Now, where did the second one? Do we still say Bisman Hamikdash?
We're going to arrive from the second one. You don't want to say Mishkan, it's to tell me it has to be in the Mishkan. We're going to arrive. Chashivas is based on Mishkan. From the first Malach, we go right. That's what it's come to say.
No, but Evan, we have a question that you said before. But according to the second one, if you have something which was kosher at the time of the Mishkan and was in the Mishkan, but it's no longer kosher.
Yeah, we're going to right.
You don't
know. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to leave you with a little question to think about over Shabbos. Anyone who gives us a good answer will get a prize. What's the prize, for Yeshua? I was supposed to learn the Daf Baal. Everyone can come up with a good answer. They probably have a suffix. Is it Kiyotvayin or not? Are the Toldos like the obvious? Yes or no? That means it's a tzad that something that's not written in the Torah doesn't have the same status as something written in the Torah. Huh? And so it's sad. I see by Tumah it doesn't. So maybe it also meant Zikin, it doesn't have the same status as the thing that you learned from the obvious.
Say again, please.
That was just a question.
A proper, I haven't yet asked that. A proper had the suffix where the Toldos are kiyotzim. Right? Then the other side, that something that's not written in the Torah doesn't have the same status as something written in the Torah. Maybe the din is less. Right? Maybe you don't need to pay at all. Rashi had the side. There's a tzad that told us are lav kiyotzim. That's what he's got a suffix, he's not sure about. The question is that if you learn the Mishnah from that base of an Aleph, you should be able to answer his question. What was the loy hare hazeh kareyazeh? What was the whole nidin that we had on the daf base of an Aleph? What's the whole Mishnah about? Loy hare hazeh kareyazeh, what does it mean? Had you written just show, then you wouldn't have known boy by all mama from it, you wouldn't have known shame from it, and never need the Torah to have written it. Never need the Torah. That means if you would have been able to learn one from the other, then you wouldn't have needed the Torah to write it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not true. You wouldn't need to, because told the same, if told the same love creates them, if it's true that the Toldos you don't need to pay for. Let's go with Rashi. And told him, Lavi, the Toldos don't need to, you don't need to pay for. So even if you could learn it, show it from Hashem, from show it, it would be a Toldo. And a Toldo, Lavi, you to him. So you anyway need the Torah to write. If the Torah wants to write the Yachai for Hashem, it would need to write it. So why is the Mishnah saying that you can't learn Shem from show because show is more common from than Shem? Mashma, if it would be the same, you would be able to learn one from the other. Isn't that what's Mashma in the Mishnah? If it would be the same, you could learn Shem from the other, and you wouldn't need a posuk to tell me Shem. But doesn't that show me that Toldos Seim creates them? Isn't the Mishnah Muchach that Toldos are like the others? But the Mishnah is saying that if you have shown, could we learn Shen from it? No, we can't learn Shen from it because Shor is more chomo than Shen. Mashma. if it would be the same, Masma, if it would be the same, you could buy one from the other. That's what told is. The told is that it's derived.
Is it told?
Once I'm dove and I'm a told by Nizokim. Rashi told us. Once I'm dove and I'm, once I'm dove and told. First Rashi on the second. Oh, it's going to have to exceed and become overhead. The tolos are things that you derive from something. It's not written the first in the Torah. So if Shem would be not written in the Torah.
By Shabbos, I believe things are not written in the
Koma. Obviously,
what it means. No?
You're asking Rashi, go back to Shem.
That's his role, Shaila. That's his role, Shaila.
Yossi, Rashi told us. Obviously, are those written in the Torah. Tolos are those that are not written in the Torah. That's what Rashi told us clearly. I'm talking about Ezekiel. If Bob and the Shire by Nezikin are Tolis Kiyot then or not? Meaning, in the words of Rashi, Tolis, do they pay or do they not pay? That's his suffering. If Papa was an Amuyu and a suffering about 1,000 years later, I'm exaggerating, when the Mishnah was written, they had a Shire, a suffering of a Tolis like the always or not? I'd say if you learn the Mishnah, you shouldn't learn the Shire. You learn the Mishnah's poshut. The Mishnah says that you know why you can't learn Shor. You know why the Torah had to write Shem? Why did the Torah have to write Shem? Because you can't learn it from Shor. You can't learn it from Shor. Shor is more common. But if you could learn it from Shor, then what? Then the Torah wouldn't have written it. And you would have learned it from Shor. And what? And you would have had to pay. The Torah didn't need to write that you have to pay for Shem, because you could have learned it from Shor. Even if you would learn it from Shor, you'd be a told off. So what's your Papa's Shaila? Do is it kiyotzeboy or not? It's mukach in the Mishnah that must be kiyotzeboy. It's mukach in the Mishnah that way. Because if the din is that Ezekiel are not kiyotzeboy, if the din is a told off you don't need to pay for, then of course you need to write Shem. Because if you would learn Shem from Shor, you would have thought you'd be potter. If it's true that Tolis of the Zikin don't have the same din as the Ovis, but rather that they're potter, like Rashi writes, if it's true that Tolis are potter, then what's his harem in him? That Tolis are potter? You see, clearly not. Because you see, the Mishnah would have been willing for us to learn Shem from Shor. Even then, it would have been a Tolis. The Mishnah would have been willing to say that Shem is higher based on Shor. Right? That's what the Mishnah would have done. What did Loi Harei mean? What did Loi Harei mean?
Leniency.
Shor is more common. And therefore what? And therefore we needed the Pasuk to tell me Shem. But otherwise we would have learned Shem from Shor. We would have learned Shem from Shor. Right?
Right.
How would you have learned it? It doesn't say in the Torah. A Toldo. It would have been a Toldo. And what would we have said? That this Toldo needs to pay.
But then that's not this question. Whether it could be a Toldo and there's still a possibility of paying for it?
That was his question.
So that's...
So what's his question? Have a look at the Mishnah.
So the Toldo...
We have Papa who's an Amir, who shouldn't have had the question that the Mishnah clearly explained. Right? If Papa was a Toldo, who is an Amor, came much after the Mishnah, should not have had the question if, when you learn the Mishnah, you can resolve that question. The Mishnah says that the Toldo, the Shem, we would have learned from the half. We would have learned it.
Well, when Rashi says, or expresses the possibility that the Toldo may not have any also, theoretically, it could be a form of an Av, or a form of Nezah. You don't pay for it?
Right, that's what she said.
I mean, that's
what she said.
Right.
She said it would told it wouldn't pay.
This is a, you just an act of nezek that you're off the hook.
Right, right.
So it seems a little bit of a fuzzy sound, like you say. It's a nezek you're responsible for, but it's okay.
Your question, what you're asking now is a question on the Rashi on the East. It's a good question, but it doesn't, it's not a question what I'm saying. I'm saying based on Rashi. And you brought question on Rashi, about Yashat, but I'm saying based on Rashi. Rashi said, and Benet, I could have asked it based on all my album as well, but this is Rashi what we saw. Rashi is a Tolda. If it's a Tolda, you wouldn't pay for it, right? Tolda, you wouldn't pay for it. So that he had to suffer. Maybe the Tolda is not like the Av, meaning that something which you derive from the Av wouldn't have a Chiyuv to pay. That's his suffering. How can I have a suffering? Look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah said the reason why you need the pasuk for Shen is because Shen you can't learn from Shor. But if you would be able to learn it from Shor, you wouldn't need the pasuk to say you're chayv for Shen. Meaning you'd be chayv even without the pasuk. So how can you say that Tolda you wouldn't need to pay? You see clearly the Mishnah told you wouldn't need to pay.
How can you define this? I thought Tolda is something that was similar to it.
Well, we're talking,
but the Gemara's going through here is called the Chomer, right? And so it's called by deriving by called the Chomer that Luther told us, like if something.
What do you mean? I would say you're saying good, but what are you saying?
No, you're saying that if A is more, B's more Chomer than A, and if A is liable. Then certainly, Kol Shekhan, then the more Chomer should also be liable. Well, that's nothing to do with Toldas. That has to do with you know, Oshun Hadin or Ain Oshun.
Michelle, you're saying beautiful. You're saying really beautiful. The only thing is that you're really saying good. And I said, you're tremendously good. Just you have to add one shlab, which you haven't said. But I'm sure saying an answer. This question, which I just asked, is asked by Kamai Ibri Achran. Kamai Ibri Achran asked this Kasha. That how can a pop have a suffix if you learn a Mishnah and the Mishnah clearly say otherwise? It's not asked this question. They're all asking, you should ask this question. It's asked by a ton of people ask this question. And the Tzach answers, Yeshua answered, I want you to share it with your friends. You have to add one little point, but you want to share it. And it's beautiful. Right. It's a very beautiful answer. But the question I pose, I want you to think about the question. It's not a tutor, but this one when you answer this. Very beautiful, and we wish you a very good Shabbos.